Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Bulldoggers getting your second win of the year. Doing it in a pretty good old-fashioned win against Vanita, a team that Dewey has had some fits over the years, but it was just glad to get that win against Vanita.
Yes, it's always good to get a home win. Yeah, that was our second home game of the year. You know, one thing we're harping on is not losing at home, you know, taking advantage of the home situation. So I was really proud of the way our kids came out, not only offensively putting up 62 points, but our defense, you know, held Vanita, who has a really good offense, had a good tailback. You know, they run the wing tee, so they know how to run the football. And I was really proud of our defense, holding them to 7 points. And also our special teams created 2 turnovers on the kickoff team. You know, our kickoff cover team did a great job getting the ball back, put our offense in great field position. So we did very well in all 3 phases as far as offense, defense, and special teams. I feel like we dominated and won all 3 of those phases. So we kind of finally all put it all together and got a win that we wanted.
Yeah, you talk about the defense. It's just getting better and better from 0 week all the way through now that the point totals have really decreased since 0 week.
Yes, what we've done is we've harped, obviously, on open field tackling and creating turnovers. And so, you know, one thing we've improved on dramatically since the 0 week was our open field tackling. You know, I knew going into 0 week, the first game of the year, you always have some tackling issues. And each week we've been better and better at tackling as far as cleaning it up, where the first guy that gets there is making the tackle instead of missing the tackle. And we also do a great job pursuing the football. So even that first guy maybe can't get the running back or receiver to the ground, we got 10 guys coming behind him with great pursuit.
Hunter Brewer, another huge day for him. 5 touchdowns on the night with 200 yards rushing. This kid is going to be special as we get closer to the end of the year.
Yes. So far through 4 games, he's rushed for 820 yards, which is tremendous. Only being 4 football games, and really only being 3.5 games since he only played a half at Paul Huska. So I've been very, very impressed with Hunter Brewer every week. Every week he rushes for more yards. He does his vision's getting better every week as far as finding the hole and getting downhill. You know, first of the year he wanted to bounce everything, which most defenses, they want you to bounce it to get their pursuit there. He's doing a heck of a lot better job of making one cut, getting downhill, getting behind his little line, and picking up positive yardage. He also did a great job last week of, you know, holding on to the football. We had some turnover issues the week before. He did a great job as far as holding on to the football, covering it with 2 hands, getting his shoulders over it, and getting positive yardage when we needed it.
And I think another guy that you've been impressed so far is Jonathan Blackman.
Yes. And one thing I was impressed with about Jonathan this week is, you know, he only got the ball thrown to him about 2 or 3 times. But when he wasn't getting the ball, he was selling his routes. He was blocking for Hunter Brewer. You know, he's the total package. He's not a guy that gets his head down or gets discouraged when he's not getting the same touches he got the week before. So we were able to get a couple more receivers involved this week, but at the same time, keeping JB involved. And I was really impressed by his body language, by his demeanor, by his effort the entire game. Even when he wasn't getting the ball thrown to his side, he was doing a great job blocking.
Well, Coach, this is where the season begins. On Friday night, you go on the road against Manford. Manford comes in with a mark of 1-3. What do you guys know about Manford, and what are you going to have to do to get that first district win?
Yes, Manford is a very, very athletic team. You know, we will not take them lightly. You know, we know our kids know this is our first district game, and one of our main team goals is to make the playoffs. Well, that starts this Friday. So, you know, we're not taking these guys lightly at all. They have 2 or 3 great athletes. They have a good scheme offensively. Defensively, they're going to load the box. They're going to get in a 5-2 look. You know, they're going to try to take away the running game, take away Hunter Brewer. So we got to do a great job with the O-line as far as winning the in-the-box battle, knocking the D-lineman off the ball, creating holes for Hunter Brewer. And on the defensive side of the ball, we got to continue to get lined up, make our checks, and do a great job of making open-field tackles. So it's going to be a big test for the Dewey Bulldoggers. But I feel, you know, very confident with the direction of the program right now. And, you know, we got to go on the road and get our first district win and then move on to the next week.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers this Friday at Manford.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.